see. But now he's ignorant and unlearned men. Now here's this old ignorant, unlearned man that sit on the high passage writing. See? Then smart boy ain't been able to understand it yet.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
They don't see this. It's just a confirmation.
See?
And that's why his life was preserved. That's why nobody could kill him. When Joshua sat there at supper that night and said, one betrayed, Lord is alive. Who would he say that? Well, why did they say, Lord is alive? They heard what he said to Peter. You understand? They heard what he said to Peter. Peter said, no, if there's nothing like that going to happen to you, begin to tell him how you're going to be crucified and all that. And, nothing like that happened to you.
Right.
And he said the same thing that that serpent said over there in the third chapter of Genesis. I showed you all about it. You remember?
That's right.
Yes, yes, sir.
See? All right. Now, you got 10, 4, you got Genesis, I mean, you got Exodus 24, 14. You got the punctuation, the dots, and the tittles. See? Now you got the confirmation of it. See? You understand? You have the narration, and you hear the seven thunders of their voices, and you got the same punctuation. See? Now you got the lamb, you see, slain, up here, outside of the walls, you see, first called Skull, then spiritually it's called Sodom. Sodom is, I told you where that was. See? And Egypt. And here he's down there in the beginning of this. Therefore, they could depart out of that land that you think Pharaoh had to be overcome. See? Now, here we are right back down here now. See? And I'm telling on the old boy. You see? You mustn't do that. See, and if you think he won't get you, see, you're wrong about that. See, he was a murderer right straight from the beginning.
Yes.
You see? But if you better not try to have them charge with me.
This is enough.
See, that was his turn.
Yes.
Now it's your turn.
Now you got
me. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now
it's your turn.
That's right. Now he certainly loved me for talking about him like I did. You see? You understand? Mm-hmm. He's sneaking around, he thinks I'm an idiot too. Sneaking around trying to get a crack at me. You understand? You don't know if he could blow his own self up.
That's right.
See, so I took the drinks and the protection. See? So I'm trying to protect you. Not me. Not by any means. I'm not afraid of you. When you ever get to tell God, be afraid of the devil. Can you explain that to me? Now, we've got 10:4, and we've got 11:8, is that right?
That's right.
All right. Now in this, we'll go over to the 20th chapter.
And I saw an angel come down from heaven.
And I saw an angel come down from heaven.
Having the key of the bottomless pit.
Having the key. Not key. Key. Of the bottomless pit. And then what?
And a great chain in his hand.
And a great chain in his hand.
And he laid hold on the
head. See? So now he saw this angel. John said, now you remember now, don't forget. See? He was told to write in the book.
what he saw and heard. Not what he imagined and thought. See? Now, that's just what he's doing. He's writing just what he saw and just what he heard. See, you remember, he said he heard the seven thunders.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say he saw it.
No.
He said he heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Now what you see and what you hear. Now before I'm a witness, I want to tell you something else that is important for you to know. And the reason why I bring this out is because Jehovah's Witnesses.
Watch out now,
darling. Make such a mess out of it. Until I think I just ought to explain it to you. About 144,000. Understand? I think I should.
Yes, sir.
So, before I find that in the book there, I think you'll find it there about the certain chapter of the book. But I think I did offer to bring it out. But now, just explain it so any idiot can understand it. Just any nut from anywhere be as stupid as you please. There's just no excuse for no such ignorance. Now look, when they feel the lights come up out of Egypt, now they took they took from the Egyptians silver and gold and whatnot, you see.
Right.
You see. And then they bought it out. Is that right?
That's right.
That's all that's right. And then they have their kneading boards and the staff in their hand when they come out. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, we put this tabernacle up here to show you. If you all can stand for me to digress for a moment. Because you see, we're going to get right into it again.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to read right out of the book. Right out of Revelations, too. Now, this material that they brought out of there, with their kneading boards, a cross on their back, wrapped up in their clothes, but that ball to keep the dust and dirt out. You see, the staff in their hand. And when they ate that Passover that night, they were ready to go.
That's right.
No, getting sick.
That's right.
You see, ready. Get that all fixed up before them. See. And now then, you know all about the blood on the lintel of the door. You heard that all of you have. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you just got through saying, my Lord was crucified, so they don't need me repeating that no more about the lamb. Now we get the lamb over here, the lamb up here. You get the point?
Yes.
All right. Now, they brought these things out. Now, they did not know. Now, you know you want to keep your eyes open and watch this one.
That's right.
So Moses sees this tabernacle in the mountain. See, the second church. Now, if he sees this tabernacle in the mountain, you know what to do with the stuff he brought out of there.
That's right. You know what to do with it.
Now, if you open your book, Mary, you might have to help here. We'll show you where the Exodus is before the Genesis. And we just did every kind of conceivable thing we could do.
That's
how you got it there. See here? See how it's rolled up in there? See how it's drawn out here? Now, they don't know nothing at all about what to do with this stuff that they brought out of here, and he ain't said a thing to Moses about it.
That's right. That's right.
Until he got a trip in the mountain. Just the second trip. While he's in transfigured into that tabernacle. Now, he's building a greater and more perfect tabernacle for himself. That is the universe. And he himself is the temple.
Right.
And the tabernacle. You understand? Now you follow. So then up here, after Moses sees this, see, in the vision, now he tells him, you see, these 7 days is complete. He cured that doubt of creating himself. So then you put a period there.
Right.
See? Now take the 25th chapter of Exodus. Now what we've done with time, Genesis, and Revelation right on in. You see? See? And we're going to get back. The reason I'm doing this now is because we're going to get right back into the same identical thing. But we want you to recognize what you read here. 25th chapter, the first verse.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel.
Speak unto the children of Israel. Now he's telling this the second time he's in the mount. The first time he's in the mount, he told him to tell, speak to the children of Israel and give them 3 days to clean up and gather around the mount.
That's right.
When you spoke and gave them the command.
Right.
And here's something else you want to watch, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thing. A lot of people just think, well, when he come down out of the mountain with the tables of stone, you see, with the children of Israel, they didn't have it. You see, he done burst it up. Oh, you ain't got that right.
That's right.
No, okay. You missed that when all the dead are clean.
Right.
See, because Moses, when he spoke, if you look in the 24th chapter, you'll find that he wrote down all the words
that
he spoke from the mount.
That's right.
You see?
That's right.
In a blood.
Yes, sir.
See? And he took the blood of the sacrifice.
Yes.
And he sprinkled the blood and the ox.
Yes. That's right.
And said, this is the covenant.
Yes.
Yahweh, thy Elohim, has enjoined unto you.
Yes.
You get the point?
Yes, sir.
They said everything he said, we're going to do it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right. See? We're going to do it just like we're told. Now, Moses ain't been up in those. You ain't got up that 50 pieces of stone yet.
That's right.
That's right.
See? They already had to come and dedicate it all.
Right.
Before he went up.
Right.
And then he told him, said, now, you come up in the mountain, I'll give you tables of stone. See?
See that? Yes,
sir. A lot of people didn't think about it. See, they heard what he said.
Yes.
And they wrote it down. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
See, then he told him, come up in the mountain, I'll give you tables of stone.
Right.
You see? Now, while he's up there in the mountain table of stone, now, I want you to see what I'm talking about. I asked you to look at the 25th chapter, didn't I?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, while he's up there, he sees the vision of the creation.
Right.
He sees the tabernacle.
Right.
See? Now, he don't know nothing about what to do with this stuff that's brought up out of the land of Egypt. Because he's just finding out about it up here in the mountain. Said, 25th chapter.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses.
Saying. Speak unto the children of Israel.
Now you speak to them. See? And do what?
That they may bring me an offering.
That they may bring me an offering.
Of every man that giveth it willingly.
Of every man that giveth it willingly.
With his heart ye shall take my offering.
With his heart. Willing with his heart, he shall take my offering. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, I can't just keep on. I just have to go ahead on and say something. Now, you read the last verse.
And look that thou make them after their pattern,
mm-hmm.
which was shewn thee in the mountain.
Now here's what's happening. See, he sees this tabernacle, he sees this bread and water tabernacle, you understand? And then, now that's 7 days. Then, while he's up there in the mountain, having seen this tabernacle, see, he's telling him how to throw out the vessels and everything, you understand? But you see, he hasn't got down here. So the other 33 days, he's seen the tabernacle, and Yahweh is telling him, them 33 days, see, how to make this up. And he's telling that you take an offering from the children that was the stuff that they brought out.
That's right.
You see?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, what you add to the table of stone, he ain't got no tabernacle. He did just this learning about it up there. He didn't want the stuff brought forward. He just brought it out of there, you see? Yes, sir. Come on. You follow me? See? Now, you remember. I'm trying to tell you about this 144,000. I'm talking about what's seen here. See, now that's what I'm talking about. Now, when we went up there, what he told these elders to tell you is, stay right here for 7 days until we got away and he returned. And notice when he's in this that cloud alone. And while I'm on that, let me just give you credit to you. See? Let me get this one over to you. If I don't never get nothing else over to you, get this one straight. Moses alone and by himself. Rule none of these. Nobody but Moses went into that cloud and saw that vision. Now, when you're trying to follow scientific, say, jumping stuff, you're pouring, you just bearing in mind that there wasn't but that one man by himself. Put out what he saw in the day. And every Tom, Dick, and Harry, you understand? He can't do nothing with it.
That's right.
Are you getting that, buddy? Yeah. Now then, he went into this mountain 3 times. The first time, the second time, and the third time. Now, he told these elders to stay here the second time. That's said, you tarry here until we return again.
That's right.
See? I didn't do that.
That's right.
See? What did they do? They went on back down. Now, the reason why I'm drawing this out, see? See, they had their own personal property. So they took off their earrings and their jewelry, you understand? Not that that they brought out of Egypt.
That's right.
You see? They went here and went on back down there with them. And they didn't stay there where they were supposed to. And then they put that jewelry and all in the fire. So Aaron
said
here, you see, and it come out a calf or a beast, a goat, a calf. Now it was that stuff, that's the stuff you got to watch, because you started to read down there while I was going to 20 chapter of Revelation, and I stopped you, you see. Now John said it.
Mm-hmm.
See? Yeah. It's really late. He saw a beast rise up out of the sea.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
See?
That's right.
There.
Hmm? out of the multitudes.
You see the point?
Then no need to argue about it. See, that's a beast. That's a calf. Golden calf. In short, see, it's not a female, it's a bull.
That's right.
See? Now, don't you see how the devil messes his own self up? Mm-hmm. Talking about the pack or bull.
Yes.
See? Shooting a bull. You get the point?
Yes, sir.
You don't never fall for that no more, are you?
No, sir.
Now, you see what they did, they didn't do what they were told to do, they got down there and got in trouble.
That's right.
And didn't sit still and stay there. So, well, now that too has to be fulfilled. I'll cut this up short. Now, when Messiah went out, let him out, and there's got to be a mountain too. Mm-hmm. The first chapter of the lesson talks, there's got to be a mountain. Got to be a cloud.
Yes.
See? And folks, they don't think it's no cloud, you know.
That's right. See?
Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have to get to this at all. You see? Well, if there is, the Israelites come all the way out here in the cloud, and everything takes place in the cloud. You understand? And he done moved out under the cloud. You see, he ain't getting a good imagination, you see. He ain't had a nice, decent green. See? Now, next thing happens, he tells them now, lead them out to the Mount of Olives. That's what you got in the first chapter of Acts of the Apostles. And then he ascends. The cloud received him out of the sight.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
Cloud brought him all the way through here.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
See? Now, he's going to have a hope to throw through. There's got to be some clouds somewhere.
That's right.
That's right.
You see? Mm-hmm. You ready? Mm-hmm. Now, here we are. We're surrounded by a great cloud.
Mm-hmm.
That's the 12th chapter of Hebrews. Mm-hmm. Wherefore, seeing we are surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses. And that's not your own witnesses either. No. See, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets and run with patience the race that's set before it, looking ever unto Joshua the Messiah, who is the Arbiter.
Yes.
And the finisher of our faith. And now if you come down here and sit down in here for this moment, and you would see that Joshua is with him. He's the author.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And he's the finisher.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Of our faith. That's right. All this breaks out of witness you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you resurrected from the dead, see, all of them. Rose up. That's Matthew 27:52. You see, it's in your Bible too.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
It is there.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, me.
So?
And if you go on down, there are 8 and 12 chapters. These witnesses. Now you have not come to the mount that might be touched.
That's right.
18:21 of the 12th chapter of Hebrews.
Right.
But ye are come, not going to come.
Right.
That's or right.
That's why. See?
Right. Right now.
You see? Now you want, because we see that we're going to get on something here.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm not sure we're going to get on before we get to it. See, for me. But you know, we're both to the 12th chapter. Now, let me show you how this ties in.
Yes, sir.
and how this great cloud of witnesses come up out of here. And you remember that Joshua the Messiah says to the Jews when they're arguing with them about being the seed of Abraham. He said that they'll come from the east and the west. See, and there I sound you that Abraham. You see, well, sit down in the kingdom before you do.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that all of them, that's been all right, including Abraham, Job, and all the rest of them, see, sat right on over there in the kingdom. You understand?
That's right.
Yeah.
You see?
Yes, sir.
Now, as you go down in the 18th and 12th chapter of Hebrews, let's start around the 18th verse. Now, I'm going to tell you before you get to it. See, now John, you remember, that's what we said. Now, I thought we ought to stop here and clarify some things. See, on the account of Jehovah's Witnesses, 144,000 of the earth class going to heaven. You see? Get the point?
Yes, sir.
And it's just as stupid as it can be.
Yes, sir.
You see? And I want you to watch that word, Archon. Look at it and read it in your book.
For ye are not come unto the mount.
Ye are not come unto the mount.
That might be touched.
That might be touched.
And that burn with fire.
That burn with fire.
Unto blackness and darkness.
That's right.
And tempest.
So now look, he talked about this mountain here.
Yes.
Yes, sir. See. All right. But read on.
And the sound of a trumpet.
And the sound of a trumpet.
And the voice of words.
And the voice of words.
Which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken.
Now you see, these guys, they talk about these here. Well, somebody said, well, now that's New Testament teaching. I tell you. All right, read on.
For they could not endure that which was commanded.
Mm-hmm.
And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned, or thrust through with a dart.
Mm-hmm.
And so terrible was the sight that mm-hmm. Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake.
Mm-hmm.
But ye are come.
Now, wait a minute. Really, do you know the difference between I come, going to come, you know anything about the present, past, the present, and the future? Do you know anything about, say sis, you're a school teacher. You know a little bit about language, don't you? You at least heard of it.
Yes.
Now I'm bringing this up because I'm going to bounce back in Revelation, right? See? But ye have, what is it?
But ye are come.
Now you have already arrived.
Yes.
See? Not 144,000, you see, the earth class going to go, you have already arrived. Read.
Yes.
But ye are come unto Mount Zion.
Now you see that?
Yes, sir.
You see, that's how I'm not going, 144,000 in the earth class is going to go.
That's right. That's what they say. Right.
So, is that what we're reading of it? Does our come sound like it's going to be futuritively?
No.
No,
sir.
No? So, are y'all? Following me now? Mm-hmm. You're following me close. But ye are come to Mount Zion.
And unto the city of the living God.
And unto the city of the living God. Mm-hmm.
The heavenly Jerusalem.
Now you have come to the heavenly Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You see? Whereas this one here is an allegory of the heavenly. See? All right, read on.
Into an innumerable company of angels.
Into an innumerable company of angels.
Oh, that's
44,000. All of that. You see? Into an innumerable company of angels.
to the General Assembly.
You remember I told you about them seven churches and how the General Assembly was when they was all put together?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You see? And to the General Assembly.
And congregation of the firstborn.
And congregation of the firstborn.
Which were written.
Now, the word church means congregation of assembly.
Yes. Right.
Now, you hear you have 144,000. We're going to get that 144 straight.
Yes, sir.
144,000 straight. And I believe we're going to straighten it. See? No fool. See? Now, you have come to the general, you are come to the general assembly, the church of the firstborn.
Which were written in heaven.
We see, you remember, we told you back here, this house is that we saw the names.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You see? See? Right, in Exodus 32, 33, we don't have time to go into all that. And John over here on our patents, he saw them as they blotted out, where they landed at, in the lake, all written that he blotted out, but the Pope had excommunicated them. That's nice,
eh?
Yeah. Make sure you stay in there by all means. That whosoever sins against me,
yeah.
Him,
no,
blot out.
No, sir.
You see that? Mm-hmm. Now you come to the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn,
mm-hmm.
whose names are enrolled in heaven.
And to Yahweh, the
and
judge
to Yahweh. You see? Now remember, you are come. You're living in a spiritual dispensation, fella.
Yes.
Now these people are messing around here with carnal organs who is under this one here. Don't see no parts of none of it. They haven't had even a good imagination or a dream. See? And to an innumerable company, and you have come to Yahweh.
The judge of all.
The judge of all.
And to the spirits of
that's the reason why, Billy, I tell you. So it was there. You done got all warm. I won't be back. Them people down there, they don't know nothing about what they're talking about. I'm gone. You see, you just didn't realize where you was.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You see, you're sitting right in the judgment.
Yes,
right now. Did?
That's right.
And that's the reason why I told you when you had the Holy Spirit in you. You understand? That was that. Immortal. See? That is embedded within this mortal. And it was that would transform or change in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, this mortal body into an immortal. You see? Because you've come to all that you can come to.
That's right. Yes, sir.
So you've come to Mount Zion.
Mm-hmm.
You come to the General Assembly. See? 144,000 was that. Not going. But they bring that up. You see? See? Now you are surrounded with that. Or you are compared with a great cloud of witnesses. When Joshua went out and said, look, this is another thing they don't understand. They're going to fumble around and they're going to expect him to jump down through the sky somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're coming. And he's coming back at the church without spot or wrinkle. You see? But where do you find that at? I don't know. I don't know. In the fifth chapter of Ephesians. That husband loved your wife even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself forth that he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of the water by the word. That he might present it unto himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. You understand? Then all you have to do is just read the last two verses.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're all messed up again.
That's right.
Lord says, now this is a great mystery. You thought he was talking about you and your wife. And when he talked about that, the same thing he's talking about here.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See? Oh, boy. See how he was surrounded by that great cloud of witnesses? Angels, Michael, and Gabriel, and all of Raphael, and all the rest of the angels. And now you see 12 orders of angels, and you've already arrived, and all you see. But you don't see nothing with these things. You see, you can't see that. That in the kind of mind you can't. You don't even have an imagination that's like that. Now, what would you look like? Up here with a mighty angel. See, the angel come down from heaven with the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. See, what would you look like? For his countenance even illuminated the earth. Mm-hmm. Then you don't realize him. You don't glance eyes here in the church. Mm-hmm. You see how stupid we are?
Yes, sir.
And that's why the Messiah, he told him. So look here, it says there were 7 sons. And they married a woman. And Moses taught that when the first one died, that the next one would take their wife and so on down. And all 7 of them had an eye in the river. She would like it, she's going to be. They all 7 of them had. Your wife is going to be something you just don't understand. Say, listen, you don't know the scriptures. You don't know what Moses is talking about. And that's not all you're ignorant about. Neither do you know the power of God. So they're not given as man and wife, but as angels of heaven. You understand what I'm talking about? That's what he's saying here. Now you see we're compassed or surrounded with so great cloud of witnesses. And what happened, folks? There is. I want to show you that before I proceed. See, when Joshua the Messiah come up out of that tomb, and as Jesus said, see, there that I send to Abraham, see, and then back there, all of them, get on down. See, he was the first Adam. See, the first Adam, I'm talking about Adam in the garden.
Yes.
See, down, from him on down, every last one. You see, when he resurrected from the grave, Matthew 27:52 says so.
Yes,
sir. Slipping the dust of the earth, the Lord went on into Jerusalem. Now you're talking about dry bones in the back. See, laid sinews upon them, brought them up out of their grave. And they went into the room.
No, sir.
Well, now you see, you have to keep me straight. See, they did might well go in the room, because Pete moved the Holy See from Jerusalem to Antioch, and from Antioch to Rome, so they have to be transferred anyhow.
No, sir.
You see how it works? And this Mount Zion you're talking about, where do you find that at in Rome? And all these angels. And he had a heck of a job on his hands, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Pete. Mm-hmm. He's going to move heaven and earth and all the angels and they'll say, ha! See, they'll move right on down in the room. This is trying to say. I thought I said that part too great, but wouldn't you say so, Pete?
Mm-hmm.
You see how stupid it is?
Yes.
All right. Now, did you finish?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to point out Mount Zion, and that they had already come to that, in that they had, when the Holy Spirit was poured out, see, these had dwelt on us, and the Holy Spirit was poured out. Now look, and he said, you have come. Now you try to follow me. Because if you don't, said, if you don't try to follow me and give me your attention, you're just going to get messed up. So, now, well, before the Spirit was poured out, so now you have come to the spirits of just me made perfect. Not bodies, but the spirits of just me. You ever say that? Now, every just man, everyone from Adam on down, their bodies, you see, he laid sinews upon them, and they appeared to me. Now, here's where some got in trouble at. That's right. And this is what they said. And they were Paul's companions, too.
That's right.
I mean, right along with Paul. Mm-hmm. And they whispered Paul to the face, and yet he turned over to the devil. They swore because of seeing they seen in them apparitions, I say. And they swore that the resurrection was already past. It's all over right now. How do you know? The silversmith said, we see you. See, they appeared to many. But you're talking about it's already over. See, but the truth about it is, see, it's going on now.
Right.
That's the thing that the folks don't understand. So, if you are not what you ought to be, your inner self is dead. See?
Yes, sir.
And you will have to be resurrected. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about on Billy either. Because Billy ain't going to know it.
That's right.
You see, well, then just suppose we do dig a hole in the ground and put you in. You see?
Yes, sir.
It's coming. And they're going to help you now. Now, here's the reason why. See, the earth, it will have to be renovated by fire, hole in the ground and everything else. And that's all this is, the number of dirt.
That's
just
right.
That just earthly body.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You get the point?
That's right.
So there ain't no point in digging you up out there. Dig it from right here.
That's right.
You got what I meant by that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
See, well, now that's the thing that kind of mind can't see. See? But you come to the spiritual, though, just me. You come to Mount Sinai. Let me get after the 144,000. I have to go back now. Retract. Remember I told you that when he saw this, during the other 33 days he had to tell him about these vessels and told him why it was in the mountain before it came down. You see? And they had to take of the children of Israel, 20 years old and on up, an offering. Now listen. How many of them was it that come out of Egypt?
603,550 men.
See, not counting the women and children. Right?
Right.
Now that's how many it was. Now Yahweh had made a promise to Abraham that he would multiply his seed. Bring them down into Egypt and multiply their seed. Is that almost right?
That's right. Right.
Now, of that seed that went down, you see, then multiplied to the number that he just told you. Now, wait a minute. I want you to get this straight. Now, we're talking about a number. Mm-hmm. So, and I have you know this, too. Not one of them, not even the first ones, nobody died until after they reached Mount Sinai and made that covenant made. Joshua and Messiah said, there be some standing here that shall not taste of death until they see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
the city?
Mm-hmm.
Never before she died. She didn't have to see the baby. Did you catch me there?
Yes.
Did you follow me there? In the 16th and 17th chapter of Matthew.